The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
What up, TFOs? We are back. It is launch week here for 2026 on Charlotte Soccer Show / Charlotte FC / the soccer world in the Queen City. Welcome back to another edition of the Charlotte Soccer Show. Danny Brams here. We are so back. We're so back. Hope you enjoyed the season opening episode, Decoding the Presser with Dean Smith. We love decoding pressers around here, and we're going to do it again because the captain, El Capitan, Ashley Westwood, spoke as well as Dino. Reminder, programming reminders later this week. We're going to hear from Pep Biel. We're going to hear from Luca Della Torre. We're going to hear from Brant Bronico. We're going to hear from Christian Kalina. We're going to hear from everybody. So make sure you keep it right here on Charlotte Soccer Show for all your news and analysis, as it were, as it goes. But yeah, very happy to be hearing from the captain today. It's a quickie, so let's get right into it. It's a shorty, but a goodie, and let's hear what the captain had to say, shall we?
The feeling similar or different compared to where you were at this time last year off of a playoff disappointment and a year that maybe has a little bit more hope coming in?
Very similar. We've just had a chat there. We achieved our season goals, but we fell short in the playoffs. It's as simple as that. Listen, I think the year before we probably deserve to go through, but last year we've got no excuses. They were the better team, so we have to improve, and that's the standard we need to get to.
Do you guys how much of a better idea do you guys
simple as it gets got to get better
needed to get over that hump?
We'll see. It's too early to tell yet. I'm sure there's going to be bodies coming in, where people coming back. So obviously we missed Pep towards the end of the year, which is a huge loss. So he's back. He looks like he's ready to go. We've added Luca, so we've added quality. I'm sure we still need a few more. But yeah, I'm super excited again.
Is it like adding a new MVP when you got?
We love Luca.
It certainly helps if he can rediscover what he was doing last year before he got injured. Then he's a massive player for us. Obviously, he's willing. I think it's out there now that he's committed to us. So which is nice. He enjoys it here. And then we've added Luca, who's a top player, international, played in Europe. So, yeah, we're getting there. And that's going to be the difference in the playoffs, them players that can unlock the doors.
That's an interesting question there. I believe that was Carol, a good friend of the show, Carol, who threw that one out there. Is it like a new signing to get Pep back? Because he missed sort of the key moments of last year. I'm going to say no on this one. I understand the arguments of, you know, when you had a player and then you lose the player, then you get them back, it's almost like a new signing, almost with a bonus because you know what they can do. But I think that's on a case-by-case basis. I said this in the Dean episode that we did, that if we were to get something productive out of Liel Abada, that would be like a new signing because he did absolutely fuck all for us last year. Whereas Pep Biel, yes, he got injured and he got hurt, but he was still a key contributor. So I wouldn't put Pep in the whole he's like a new signing thing. Getting him back and hoping he can continue to deliver like he did, which you heard Westwood kind of answer the question, almost sidestep it diplomatically. I would put Liel Abada in that camp. He would be very much like a new signing if we could get something out of him, for sure.
It seemed like the midfield, they just want to keep challenging you guys for minutes and, you know, pick your poison.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. You like to have a battle on your hands. We've got a competitive midfield, which is nice. It keeps you on your toes. And listen, there's a lot of quality in there as well.
Competition for places. A lot of quality. Here's my question. I wish I was there today because I would have followed up. Ashley, are you worried about losing some minutes? Have your days of playing every minute for this club come to an end? Or is that something you're going to keep fighting for? I wish I would have had a chance to ask Ash. Not sure I would have had the guts to follow through with the question, but it's easy for me sitting right here at home to say that's what I would have asked him. But he does look like it's the first day of the season. It's probably cold as all get out of there. You can see how bundled up he is. He looks cold. He doesn't look happy to be here. So maybe he is a little worried. Who knows? It's just speculation on my part.
And it's kind of its own animal and kind of how you approach this new year.
The good thing is we've got the main cores here. So we've got the core, we've got the core group. Obviously, Addy's going to be a huge loss. So whoever gets the opportunity to step in for him has got some big shoes to fill. But as footballers, they're the tasks you want. That should excite the likes of Privs to show what he can do again. And yeah, it's just we need to go one better than last year. I've set the bar. We want to win the league. I think we've got the squad to do that. So that's going to be our main aim.
So that standard last year, top four.
Love to hear him mention it's creeped my name there. I think that's good. I love him. It's a mantra for Westwood at this point. You know, last year his mantra was top four, top four, top four, and we achieved that. It seemed ever since the final whistle in game three against New York last year, when he was in his post-game comments up till right now here today in these comments, he's all about we got to win the league. We got the squad to win the league. We got to go win the league. So let's go win the league. I mean, I don't see why we shouldn't, right? I'd like to see Charlotte FC win the league, get a damn trophy, or at least a league's cup, right?
Standard last year, top four is now elevated.
It's creeped a little bit more. That's the standards we need to set. And yeah, we want to win things for this city.
Got to have some hardware this year, Westy. We just absolutely have to have it.
What do this year from a squad perspective and a team perspective?
We've got Idan, who's had another year with us. We've got Archie, who's young and exciting. So listen, and it goes again to we've got the core. The core's been here for a few years now. We know each other. We know how the manager wants to work. So it's about them players coming in and adding that little bit of quality like we saw in the playoffs where I think we just fell a little bit short. New York had a little bit more quality than us in the final third, and that's the difference.
And then Charlotte just announced a
partnership. If only we had had Zaha in game one, right?
Foster care and mental health for kids. You know, what can you talk about, you know, Charlotte and a partnership like that?
Well, that's what this club is all about, giving back to the community. Like I said, it's to have them on our shirt. It's a responsibility for us as well. So not just for the club, it's for the players to represent what we have on our shirt. And we'll do our best to help out.
From the highs and lows of last season, like, what's the main...
That's if you're not aware of what Westwood was referring to there, Charlotte FC got a new shirt sponsor for the practice shirts. Last year, if you remember, Centene was the original practice jersey sponsor. You know, obviously Ally, the good people at Ally Bank, you know, Emotionally, all that. You've seen their commercials. That still remains the game shirt sponsor. But shout out to Thompson Child and Family Focus, the new practice jersey sponsor, a local organization that focuses on mental health for kids. And I agree with Westwood. That's something that Charlotte FC has been very good about in their 5 years here, five plus years. It's just an overwhelming commitment to the community, whether it's building pitches, whether it's welcoming folks with special needs to be included in practice days and match days and ceremonies. Obviously, we've got the unified team. Lots of good things going on with Charlotte FC in the community. There always has been. And to quote the captain, long may it continue.
The away run is the main thing that sticks out. That was probably what cost us the top position. So again, it's
nice to know that they're still complaining about last year's schedule being what cost them in the competition. None of us liked it. In fact, we all hated it. But let's let fans complain about that and have players and coaches forget about it.
Just in little things on the road, seeing what we can do better as players, how we can adapt to that. And I think that'll be the biggest challenge, going away from home and taking the how we play at home on the road as well.
And then with
the song remains the same. It's been the biggest challenge for 5 years now.
Yeah, he's great on the ball. He can handle the ball well. He's very, very similar to Pep. He's a top player. Like I said, he's played in Europe. He's played for his national team. Last year he was outstanding as well. So he knows the league. He's great experience. So yeah, I'm excited to see what he can do close up.
He plays like Pep. He's talking about Luca Della Torre there, Ashley Westwood is. If he plays like Pep, I'm all for it. Bring him on. You've seen this graphic by now a couple times if you've been watching the early shows we've done this year, but Luca Della Torre, he's back, or he's here. He is officially our new midfield player, and he looks pretty good. As I've teased before also, Johnny Hayes and I will be doing some more extended thoughts and comments on Luca coming up in the near future. Don't necessarily have a timetable on that, but I can tell you this. Our next episode here in the feed on the YouTube channel and on the podcast RSS is going to be Luca Della Torre's introductory press conference. He will be introduced at an event at Atrium Health Performance Park this midweek. And I'm hoping to attend. I'm RSVP to attend, you know, a little peek behind the curtain. I RSVP that I'll be there, and I actually might have something come up keeping me from being there. So we'll see. I hope I get to go. If I do get to go, hopefully I will have the balls to ask the tough questions like I want to hear answered. Next time I get a chance to talk to Westwood, hopefully I can ask him if he's worried about his minutes, because it's an extremely crowded midfield now with quality, as it usually has been, but even more so now. So that's a quickie from the captain. Again, Luca Della Torre coming up later this week. Pep Biel, the new DP, the man himself, the new DP. He's like a new signing, right? Brant Bronico, the mayor, will be here. You know, the golden boy, the Carolina kid. And Christian Kalina, the wall. Can't wait to hear what he has to say as well. We're off to a great start. Hopefully you're enjoying getting your feet wet here again with Charlotte FC in 2026. It's right around the corner, folks. We're about 6 weeks away from the first game of the season. Absolutely unreal to think about. And it's going to be a wild year with all those cups. So thanks for watching. We love the captain. We love the TIFOs. Johnny will be here soon, I promise. I'm not, I got to dole them out to y'all in small doses so you guys don't get too addicted. But all is well. Hopefully you're having a great night. Hopefully you're having a great 2026. And for the crown, baby.